genuine Michigan common sense on display every day.
All right, I'm going to need to get a pencil and pay attention. There could be a quiz on this one. Of course, the test could come in the form of your electric bill in the mail, or your gas bill, or anything else that you pay utilities for. You're going to pay the price for social experimentation, in my estimation. What do I mean by that? Well, simply this. The United States has no federal mandate for renewable power production. None. Does that surprise you? You know, of all the talk of global warming and climate change and all the things that President Barack Obama seems to spend all of his time on, there is no federal mandate for renewable power. Instead, a majority of states, including Michigan, have created their own state laws called, among other things, renewable portfolio standards. These laws mandate the presence of certain renewable sources like windmills and solar power and so forth. But what will it mean to you and I? What will it mean to the cost of electricity, real income, our families, the future, the atmosphere, all of these things? What will it mean? Well, we're going to discuss a study here on the program for the next little while that has just been completed, and this is the first time it's been talked about in public. Dr. Ryan Yonk, the study's chief author of Renewable Portfolio Standards Michigan, is here with us. Doctor, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me, Steve.
Glad to have you here. All right, let's start with the people that put this report together. Give me just a quick snapshot of some of the folks involved here.
So this report was done by Utah State University's Institute of Political Economy. Myself, who works in the center, along with Tyler Bruff, who's a macroeconomist, who brings together a sort of hardcore understanding of macroeconomic principles and modeling, along with Randy Simmons, who is another economist who works on issues of how does public policy impact both the economy and individual lives, came together to ask the question, when you make a policy choice that forces people to choose one type of electrical generation over another, what does that do to the macroeconomic economy?
All right, so it's an economic review of what we're doing here in Michigan in large part. Now, keep in mind, this is for the listeners and for you as well, Doctor, nine coal-fired power plants will be shut down next year in Michigan by April. 1.5 gigawatts of electricity taken out of the grid. And now we're being told that this cannot be reversed. It's on its way. The wheels are in motion. And it will mean rolling blackouts in Michigan starting next summer. Now, we'll get to that. But that's one obviously very significant impact on green energy, if you will, and the Environmental Protection Agency and the push by this government to make global warming, or alleged global warming, the pinnacle of the threats against America. Let's talk about the things you looked at now, Doctor. What kind of things did you analyze? How long did the report take? And more importantly, what did you find? What did you learn?
Well, so the report, we've been working on it as a national sample of states that both have and do not have RPS standards, so you have something to compare against. And so using macroeconomic data and a methodology first developed by the Philadelphia Federal Reserve, we looked at what was going on in places where RPS had been adopted in the way of jobs, incomes, and then industrial electrical power use, which is a pretty good metric for how sort of the macroeconomy is going on. And what we found using that national sample was a loss in each of those categories. That growth that was occurring was slowed down by the requirement to select one type of power over another. And for Michigan, and for Michigan families, that comes out to be about $3,800 less in income they could have had absent the RPS.
So hold on one second. Let me just so I understand this, so we're clear. Renewable portfolio standards, the pursuit of utopia, I guess, in the green energy world, results in nearly $4,000 being taken out of the pocket of each family in Michigan.
Yeah, it changes what's going on in the larger economy and the ripple effects of making folks choose one over the other by the state stepping in and dictating that you will purchase X amount from this power source. What we would call them as economists is opportunity costs start to add up. And those costs add up in the terms of real dollars and real jobs.
Well, that's pretty significant. If you $4,000, well, $3,830, I'll just round up and add a little taxes on there and call it $4,000. $15.1 billion in 2013. So I'm going to guess we're probably past $4,000 now. Non-farm employment has also declined by nearly 3%. And you also say in this report that RPS, this Renewable Portfolio Standards, the drive for windmills and solar panels, correlates with an increase of 10%. In the state's unemployment rate. I mean, you're talking about almost 25,000 jobs, you say, have been lost as a result. So that's much more devastating than $4,000 in income lost. If you don't get the job altogether, it's a big loss.
Yeah, these are real effects in the larger economy. And what's particularly problematic about these sort of policy changes is these aren't necessarily jobs that were already in existence that then went away. Those things are easy to see. These jobs and the income that is foregone are things that could have been created absent this policy choice. And that's one of the toughest things for anyone to look and say, okay, what's this policy going to have as its impact? And in this case, using that macroeconomic model, the real workhorse of macroeconomics, we end up seeing that there are foregone jobs and there are foregone income that could have occurred if this policy choice hadn't been made.
So so here we are, though. And we just watched the president yesterday go before the United Nations and again declare that global warming and climate change, or whatever he refers to it today, global climate disruption change, whatever, is the biggest challenge facing the world today. And yet, it's been the nicest summer ever again. Production of wheat, corn, rice, walnuts, and apples setting all-time records around the world, primarily led by the United States, but our production is incredible. And I'm trying to figure out what exactly we are pursuing. I know it's not exactly your side of the aisle, but the economic boom in agriculture and so forth is being heard around the world. And is there really a problem we need to be dealing with, I guess?
Well, Steve, that's one of the things that when policymakers step into the arena to try to solve these sorts of problems, whether real or imagined, it's important to take a look and think through what are the consequences of the policy that you're going to put into place. And so as policymakers and the public thinks about these things, these sorts of policies are not costless. And thinking and remembering that there are costs to these policies, even when we look and say, okay, we're worried about this. Sometimes the solution is worse medicine than the problem is.
Well, certainly, because what happens is lawmakers come meddling in with limited information. Let's be honest, 90% of the lawmakers are attorneys. You know, I need an attorney here and there now and then, too, but I don't want them figuring out the science problem. Hold your thoughts right there. It's 41 after the hour. We're on the line here with Dr. Ryan Young, one of the study chief authors of the study on renewable portfolio standards for Michigan. It's costing us almost $4,000 per family, may have cost us 25,000 jobs, actual jobs here in Michigan, because of our pursuit of windmills and solar panels. It's from Utah State University. You're hearing about it here first on the Steve Gerber Show. We'll be right back.